Any PZ 2811 requesting radio check on system.
NATMP against the loud and clear.
Thank you for that. Loud and clear here in Indian River off the Hackleberg machine. Thank you. Appreciate you coming back to 73 and good holidays to you, sir. NATPZT out.
NATMP 72.
KKK Joe monitoring.
Kind of quiet up there today, Tom. I got company over, but I figured I'd say hi.
Well, I am working, and I'm actually 51, and I'm in Wrexham.
I think you're the only one working. I think KKK, by the way.
What's going on, Wally?
It's not working. I'll talk to you on the FBI.
GLPs on statewide one.
KCK Joe, talk group 31261, Brandmeister, stepping out.
WVAGUN, WVAGUN, this is W8PH. A W8GUN, W8G, W8PH mobile. Nothing heard, W8PH is clear.
KKK Joe mobile. Brandmeister, 31221. KKK Joe mobile.
W8PH, W8GUN.
WVAGUN, this is WAPH.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing good. Pretty good, isn't it?
Hey, you available to go over to yours?
WVAGUN, QSY.
KDIY, you're monitoring statewide one.
KCKJO, monitoring statewide one via Brandmeister 31261.
KCKJO, KATIY, good evening, sir. How's your Thursday going?
How are you doing out there, Gordon? Okay, now I got my network back. Sorry about that. KCK Joe, back on the air. KCK monitoring statewide one via Brandmeister 31261. Again, yeah, I'm losing my signal.
KDIY.
Sorry about that, Gordon. Yeah, so I'm sitting here in Grand Rapids off of on 36th Street, and ultimately I lost my signal.
Hey, maybe it's something funky going on with UHF bands right now or something. My dashboard is full of people that are keying up for several seconds and have high bit error rates. So, or maybe it's trouble on the bridge between Brandmeister and MI5. Who knows? But you're coming in good now.
Well, I'm on Brandmeister. I got my open spot one. Connect to an LTE modem hardline, and a little green light went from green to yellow, and then back to green, back to yellow, and I tried moving it, and then I unplugged everything.
Yeah, I'm on Brandmeister as well. No MI5 network here in Tennessee, but just gremlins in the system. I like to wreak havoc every now and then.
Well, we gotta stop feeding them after midnight. That's the whole.
No, that's true. That was the cause of all the trouble, snacking after midnight. I think they remade that movie, but cheesy horror films really aren't my thing, so I didn't follow it. I don't know if the remake ever came out or not. Didn't really, the first one wasn't all that entertaining for me, so wasn't eager to see it be rebooted.
Yeah, even you just broke up a little bit. I guess, and I'm running to my LTE modem, and I know that's bouncing in and out of cell service. But who knows? I guess we'll see when I start driving, hopefully soon.
Well, I just got a series of alerts from FirstNet network operations that they're having a disruption to LTE service. I didn't look at where, so maybe that's what those emails are indicating. There's some kind of problem in Western Michigan. I'll look at, pull up the emails here and see where they're having trouble.
Sounds good. I'm going to try to call the people in India and see what's taking so long to do a 20-minute update configuration and why it's taking an hour now.
Oh, man. 20 minutes to do the update, but 2 hours to actually get prepared or get the logistics place for it. You got to love those flexible time estimates. I don't recognize any of these. Well, Elma, I know where Elma's at. I don't know where Breckenridge, Michigan is, or Ithaca, Michigan. I thought Ithaca was out east somewhere. But 5G and LTE service disruptions. So maybe there's something going on.
Yeah, I'll keep checking it out. Like I said, because I'm on an LTE modem. Over here in Grand Rapids, I say going through my open spot and going through the Brandmeister with my opens. So I'm not on the Grand Rapids tower or anything. I don't even know even one over here for CMEN. The only one I got is Danville and Mayville, and that's more east. I'll get back with you. I'm going to call these remotes here. KCT, you're clear for now.
KE8, KC, are you, sir?
KE8ZKC-K8DIY, I hear you just fine on Brandmeister MI5 statewide 1.
KE8ZKC, thank you very much, sir. Do you know if these come out through peers as well, or is it just on Brandmeister only?
Well, now I'm wondering if my hotspot at the QTH is having trouble. This is KADIY. I'll be back shortly. I'm going to reboot the hotspot just for the heck of it.
All right, sounds good. KADIY, I'll be listening for a little bit longer.
All right, I'm back. Just rebooted. And see how I'm coming through now. This is KADIY on Brandmeister MI5 statewide 131261.
KE8ZKC, you're coming through perfectly. Do you know if these come off the repeaters as well, or is it just a Brandmeister-only type of deal?
This particular talk group, 31261, is a Brandmeister bridge or gateway to the Siemens MI5 network, so it's available on Brandmeister repeaters nationwide or worldwide, and also the Siemens network statewide. And I think it's just talk group statewide 1 and nothing else on the Siemens network.
So this talk group goes out, talk group 51 on, say, the Fenton Tower, correct?
If you're on talk group 51, then you're definitely on the MI5 network. I'm going to pull up their website and see, look at the map, if they got one in Fenton or not. I'm not super familiar with the network. I don't have it here in northern Michigan yet. Maybe they're working on it.
Yeah, they have one in Fenton. Fenton is the master for the east side of state. I just didn't know because it's not marketed anywhere that this talk group even exists for Brandmeister.
Oh, yeah, roger that. Yeah, just found Fenton on the map. Talk group 51 on the MI5 network is bridged to Brandmeister 31261. which is one of the Michigan talk groups, and I don't know how the bridge works because it it only works with one particular Grandmeister master, and that's 3104, if I remember correctly. So it's kind of hit and miss whether Grandmeister users can get into the talk group or not.
Yep, that's not too uncommon. When the Livingston Radio Club, which is what I'm part of, is still through Grandmaster, it only worked on 3101, which is no longer used. But, all right, thank you very much for contacting me. It's good to know that it's getting somewhere. And thank you very much. I'll see you soon, too. TNVKC, I'll be clear.
Good chatting with you this evening, and 73 to you as well. K8ZKC, K8PIY, I'll be clear and monitoring.
K8ZKC. K8ZKC, monitoring slide 1. K8ZKC, monitoring.
KF8BLX, testing.
K8ZKC, you're in.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Been fighting with this thing all day. This GD77 isn't as simple as they say.
Oh, yeah, you had one to fight me for the last couple of days, too. Let's figure out pretty straightforward, but there's always that one little issue that happens.
Well, it's not the code plug so much, it's the radio fighting it. The radio's fighting the firmware. I've been sitting here messing around with it for an hour just to figure out that I can't put the setting on 5 watt. It has to be on 4 watt. Because if I put it on 5, it just does nothing. It blanks out. It's just, like I said, it seems like the radio's fighting it more than the actual problems with the code. The code's not... The code was simple, actually. Oh, but I'm glad I got it now. I appreciate the comeback there. You're sounding good yourself there. And I'm going to go back on the side here and mess around a little bit more with it. KF8, BLX, and I'm back monitoring.
Alrighty, sounds good. KE8 and ZKC.